Thank you and good morning. Law enforcement has caught a man on the run from a Southern Humboldt homicide. Lake Havasu police arrested Benjamin Carter, wanted for the murder of Zach Chapman in Garberville on April 16th. U.S. Marshals were instrumental in finding Carter in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, according to Lieutenant Wayne Hansen of the Sheriff's Office.
All County Sheriff's Office detectives, in conjunction with the U.S. Marshal, had received information he had fled to that city, so they started a surveillance, and with the information provided, they located Benjamin Carter. He was taken into custody with no incident. He's currently housed in the county facility awaiting extradition back to Humboldt County for the charge of homicide.
Deputies earlier arrested Carter's wife in connection with the crime, which involved burning the mobile home occupied by Chapman. Hansen said it could be several weeks before Chapman is returned to Humboldt County. Lake Havasu police were provided information from Humboldt County detectives that Carter had family in the area, which then led to his arrest. An armed suspect robbed Bonamini's Market on Little Fairfield Street on Monday night and then fled the scene on foot carrying a white pillowcase with the stolen money. The clerk told deputies that the suspect entered the market, brandished a handgun, and demanded money from the register, which was turned over. The suspect was wearing all black clothing with a black mask covering his face, and he could be an adult white male with a large build. Detectives do have surveillance footage to use in identifying the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the deaths of two people found near a Laytonville marijuana grow. Acting on a tip, police found two badly decomposed bodies in a greenhouse where they also found 180 marijuana plants 6 to 12 inches high. Deputies could not immediately identify the victim or say how they died, but they believe it is homicide. Someone discovered the bodies on a property in the rural part of Laytonville and called Mendocino authorities to investigate. Forensic technicians have been on scene as the investigation continues. The Eureka Police Department will host the second of three public meetings tonight to get public feedback for the department's geographic policing policy that has been instituted by Chief Andy Mills. Tonight's meeting will be held at the Humboldt Bay Fire Training Classroom on L Street in Eureka from 6 until 8 p.m. The department is asking for the public's input into how the department can better serve neighborhoods across the city. The Humboldt County Fair kicks off for the 118th time on August 14th. And will run for 11 days this year. For horse racing fans, that one less day of fair activity will affect the racing calendar. Horse racing will be held on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays this year, with no midweek racing scheduled. Organizers say the racing schedule change will allow for more races on race days with more horses per race. Fair Board President Tim Rennert said in a statement that all signs are pointing to a level of community support that is equal, if not greater, than in years past. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the June primary, we will focus on the candidates running for the district attorney's office and for two supervisor seats. Today we hear from district attorney candidate Ilan Firpo, who answered a series of questions during a sit-down interview. Firpo was asked what issues were the motivation for her to run for office, and Firpo focused on her family.
My parents are firmly entrenched here. They're not going anywhere. I want to be here with them. I want my children to go through high school here and be happy here. So what motivated me is I know the potential Humboldt County has, and I know that my skill set is unique. You are not going to find very many attorneys that have a background in management and the success in management.
Firpo pointed out that she came back to Humboldt because of her desire to live in the region.
So I felt like if not now, then when? I'm 47. I can see what needs to be done. I'm ready to accept the challenge, and I want to take care of my personal family here in Humboldt County. And, you know, everybody says it, but I surf here. I learned to scuba dive here. I ride my bike here. I rode my motorcycle here. I just love it here. And I just want to finish my life here. I love Humboldt County.
Firpo is running against three other candidates for the DA's office, and you can hear her entire interview by visiting our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.